This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Hamas official told Reuters on Monday no progress was made in a new round of Gaza ceasefire talks in Cairo, also attended by delegations from Israel, Qatar, and the United States. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
This comes after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stressed again on Sunday his country would not agree to a ceasefire without the release of hostages. While Hamas repeated its demands, which include a permanent ceasefire, the full withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza, and a return of displaced people. Netanyahu said that despite growing international pressure, Israel would not give in to extreme demands from Gaza's Islamist rulers. Western countries have voiced outrage over what they see as an unacceptably high Palestinian civilian death toll and humanitarian crisis in Gaza, resulting from Israel's campaign to destroy Hamas.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu escalated his pledge to invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah, declaring there is a date. Netanyahu has repeatedly said Israel must send ground forces into Rafah, saying it's Hamas's last stronghold in Gaza. But the international community, including the U.S., opposes the operation, saying the roughly 1.4 million civilians seeking shelter there will be in danger. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Haitian leaders have finalized a deal for a temporary government to steer their Caribbean nation out of a gang-fueled chaos, but the details must first be approved by the outgoing authorities, AFP confirmed Monday. Members of the Transition Council sent their plan to the regional Caribbean body, CARICOM, late Sunday. This is VOA News. Rescuers searched off the northern coast of Mozambique on Monday after an overloaded makeshift ferry boat capsized, killing at least 98 people. The converted fishing boat, with about 130 people on board, ran into trouble late on Sunday as it headed for an island, officials said. The latest death toll of 98 was released Monday evening. Most of those on board were trying to escape the mainland after misinformation about cholera caused a panic, according to a local official. Many children were among the victims, he added. Nigeria's former central bank governor, Godwin Emefiele, on Monday pleaded not guilty to fresh charges brought against him. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
The former central bank governor, Godwin Emefiele, appeared before the Lagos State High Court on Monday, along with his co-defendant, Henry Omoile, facing 26 charges leveled against them by the Nigerian Anti-Graft Agency. In the latest suit filed on April 3rd, the EFCC said Emefiele violated Nigeria's Corrupt Practices Act by receiving bribes and gifts and acquiring property through fraud. The EFCC also accused Emefiele of arbitrarily allocating some $2 billion in foreign exchange without bids or due process and conferring undue advantage to his associates. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The Vatican is blasting sex change surgery, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Vatican has declared that gender-affirming surgeries and surrogacy are grave threats to human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices that violate God's plan for human life. In its most eagerly anticipated section, the Vatican flat out rejected gender theory, or the idea that one's gender can be changed. It said God created man and woman as biologically different, separate beings, and said they must not tinker with that plan or try to make oneself God. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A chilly midday darkness fell across North America as a total solar eclipse raced across the continent. Monday's spectacle was witnessed by millions in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. It was North America's biggest eclipse crowd ever, thanks to the densely populated path. Cloud cover spoiled the view in New York State, but in Texas and elsewhere, the skies cleared with minutes to spare as the moon passed in front of the sun and blocked sunlight for a few minutes. The rest of North America saw a partial eclipse. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.